Now, the government is refusing to tell us about this as well, but I've got some inside information, red hot tip. Now, this could be subject to change, but it comes from inside the system, how hotel quarantine will work. And remember, they got to get this right because last time they got it very wrong and killed 800 people. I'm told staff will be working 12-hour shifts. They can't leave while they're on shift. There will be desk staff on each floor and the stairwells, which will effectively act as guards. Now, they're not security or police. They're workers who've been laid off through other industries. They'll be very well paid until December next year. There will be two Victoria Police members 24 hours a day at each hotel. No guests will be allowed out of rooms during the stay for anything other than a medical emergency. There'll be 24-hour on-site nurses and mental health support. All infection control gear is on site. You're not allowed to even bring your own mask. Staff cannot use their mobiles or iPads were on duty. And at least three hotels are now under consideration. Novotel Collins Street, Park Royal at the airport and Stanford Plaza. The staff are continuing to do their daily scenario training, their practice systems. So that's how it is likely to work. Still no answer on the ADF, and I don't really feel that Jerome Weimar answered that question directly with the breakfast people earlier today. But that's a rundown at this stage. It could change of what the government is planning. Much more needed. We need to know much, much more, and we deserve to know because it was so badly mucked up last time.